This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The Cubby House presents
The Size Does Matter
Debate, recorded Saturday, 29th of August, 2009. Now, let's set the scene. Hello and thank you for coming on time to our debate. We'll be starting in 5 minutes, so could you please get your drinks, get your raffle tickets out if they haven't been already handed out. We're going to be doing a raffle between the breaks. We'll be starting the show in 5 minutes, so could all those debaters, speakers, and anything in between come around to the back and we'll get you ready and set up for the debate. Size does matter. Blue pill.
Red pill.
Blue pill.
Red pill.
Blue pill.
Red pill.
Eat me.
Drink me.
Eat me.
Drink me.
Eat me.
Drink me.
Small, big,
low,
high,
short,
tall,
tiny,
large,
minuscule,
gargantuan,
petite,
boisterous,
lit,
long,
narrow,
wide,
scrawny,
bulky,
thin,
fat,
chewy,
ginormous,
minor,
major, insignificant,
So we ask, if size does matter. To introduce your speakers for tonight, please welcome me. Hello guys, thanks for coming. How are you all doing? Hey, we have humans. Excellent. Welcome to the Great Debate presented by the Cubby House Podcast. Tonight, size does matter, or does it? Before we get the boys out, I would like to go through a few announcements. Firstly, due to the lack of water in our dams, we ask you keep all your golden showers to a minimum of 5 seconds so we can use the rest for organic redistribution efforts. I'm told beer tastes better the second time round, so... Secondly, a mate told me last night that if size doesn't matter, why, while he was driving, upon seeing a banana peel, did he swerve to miss it? You'd also like to thank Mario Kart for that skill as well. And finally, to those members of the audience who are well endowed, after the debate, I'm more than happy to sample every one of you to prove if size does matter downstairs. Now, could you please make welcome the affirmative team for tonight? Oh, come on, darling, you can do it. There are only small steps.
That's it.
How are we on?
It's on.
Clanger, wasn't it? With the drag queen came on at the lead.
Like, oh, yes, yes, yes. Now, quickly, Ginger Ninja Jack, quick question. How does it feel to be debating this time?
It's rather shit, actually. I've got to work. I don't like it. But shit. Okay, I've reached my quota for today. Great. I'm
Excellent.
Fine.
Great. Miss K-Sara.
Yes, dear. Yes, hello.
Yes.
Yes, can I just say first up that they do a mighty fine shandy here. I'm very impressed, and I will be back for the shandy, if for nothing else. But I probably want to get in now at the time, will I?
Yes.
Tell me, was there a question?
The question?
Now, just before we go, what are we actually here to talk about?
Size does matter.
Oh.
Does it?
I'm sure it was DT's Bake Off that I came from.
No.
Sorry.
I've always wanted to know.
Yes, darling.
Are you a top or a bottom? I don't think we've ever touched on that, have we?
Well, I have to say, I'm not very comfortable talking about rude things and sex, so I really do feel like I'm a little bit out of my depth here tonight. However, because you've asked that and you're so cute and you've asked that question so directly, I'll answer it by saying that it's been so long I have to use a vacuum cleaner to get through the cobwebs to find out if there's anything still left there to do. That was so funny on the computer at home. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to answer. Well, of course I'm a top.
Oh, lovely.
They're all thinking, where does she put it? It's in the handbag out the back. I have to sit down. Sorry. She's an old
thank
queen.
You. Thank you, thank you. Yes. And finally, Mr. Phil Webster, ex-president of Vic Bears, and I believe you've gone into retirement.
Semi-retired, yes.
Okay. What are you doing with your time? Playing WoW?
Amongst other things. You know, I keep myself fairly busy. I have I'm a husband to look after and a fairly demanding job. So I like to de-stress in as many ways as possible, and WoW is one of those things I do to de-stress.
All right. Now, what character are you playing?
Well, I do have many, but one of them is a rather large, big, furry, almost like a giant talking cow. For those of you that play World of Warcraft, it's a tauren. It's like a big, gigantic bull with armor. So if you're thinking size does matter, if you can't argue with a gigantic bull that wants to have his way. I'm not one to say no.
No. Indeed. Thank you very much. Put your hands together for the affirmative team. Yay!
We'll get better.
Now, can you also welcome the negative team? Oh my god, he's actually up on stage this time. Believe it or not, it is Mr. Rhino Ryan. How are we?
I'm very well, mate. How are you?
Good, good. First time in the debate round?
For the Cubby House, yes, but debating, no. I was on the debate team at high school, and I have never lost a game, so bring it, bitches.
Now, hang on. Does this mean you're going to be the one with the claws out tonight?
Well, they'll be out, but I don't think my claws compare to Kay's, so... Oh, but size doesn't matter about, you know, the size of my claws, so...
I'm sure they are.
He's compensating for something.
Now, the delicious Dean Arcuri, how are we?
I'm all right, how you doing?
Good, good. Any upcoming performances for your...
I do. Look at you segueing in. I'm doing my S&M cabaret for the Melbourne Leather Festival. So check out the guide and see. I get naked. Nearly. Chaps. It's good.
Oh, lovely. Excellent. And the raunchy Mr. Russell Daly, how are we doing?
We're well.
Good, good. First time in the debating arena?
Oh, first time up here debating, but it's not my first time debating.
So you're an old hat.
I'm a masturbator from way back.
We'll leave it at that. Nice. Thank you very much. This is your team for tonight. Woo! Put your hands together. Go, Ryan.
Any smaller.
Now, can we start round one with Mr. Jack Chapman for the affirmative?
Go, Jack! Go, Jack!
I've got a handheld microphone, but I think I'm going to need... One that's on a stand, thank you. That little bit of dead air was brought to you by thecubbyhouse.net.au. Buying ed space and vacant air everywhere. Before I begin, I feel as though I should make a confession to all of you. I owe it all to you. I'm not big. In fact, I consider myself slightly below average. More of a grower. Wait. More of a grower than a shower, if that's the word you're going to use. And you can thank my dad for that, the cunt. It's all he's given to me. He's a nice guy. But the problem is that every time I get felt up, it's gnawing in the back of my head. What will this person think? And I kind of look for that little glimmer of disappointment in the other person's eye. Because I know it's relating sex and food again, and we don't really want to go too far back there. But it's like they're ordering a three-course meal. They want it. They're hungry for it. But overall, I'm just giving them the after-dinner mint. It's sweet, but not particularly filling.
Full of cream.
And that bothers me. And the reason why it bothers me is because size does matter. There's no way around it. Size does definitively matter. Now, I believe that my debate can be quite dull, can be quite boring. So, I think I found a way to spice things up a little.
you might have a little bit more dead air for the people listening at home on the internet. I'm currently unbuttoning my top. Oh, here comes a little bit of chest, a little bit of belly. Oh, that's nice. And oh, here come the pants. Turning round.
Oh, I've got the tape measure.
Woo! Da 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 da. A little bit of music, please. Woo! Are you showing or growing at this point? My confidence is growing, I
love
say.
The fact you put your shoes back on. Such a clean queen.
I know. So, such manners, he's been taught well.
Oh, it is a lid.
Well, it's lid policy. There we go. That's much, much better. I can feel the change over me. I'm feeling confident. I'm feeling alive. It's wonderful, really. It's amazing what a sock down your undies can do for your self-esteem. Now, as Australians, we have a love affair of size. We have the big banana, the big pineapple, the big merino, and other things that you can use for copulation. The big prawn, the big Ned Kelly, and of course, Mega Fist. Households are growing larger while families are getting smaller. But that doesn't really matter because it just means there's more room for our 62-inch plasma screen TVs. And as Australians, we should really be quite proud. We are, in fact, the largest island on the Earth. We are the smallest continent, but I've never heard of continent envy, have you? Ha ha. But also, statistics are proving time and time again that Australia is coming close to being one of the fattest countries in the world. How grand is that? How grand is that?
Woo!
It's going to be a hard night.
But when it comes to food portions, fun size doesn't cut it. I've noticed in the bear community, in the time that I've been around, that if it's something that you can't fit into your mouth, it's not really that fun sized. Ha! But you didn't come here to hear about houses or families or even food. We came here to talk about monster cocks, large wangs, pricks, doodles, and if you're a Sigmund Freud, the phallus. But why does size matter? My answer is because it does. It doesn't really start anywhere, or really end anywhere, but it's an idea. And it's an idea that's all around us, it's circling around, we're adding to it, we're all responding to it. Every time that we're speaking to our friends about a route last night, and we respond, or we say, damn! That guy was ugly. He was a crap pash.
What happened to no scat references?
But damn, was that guy well hung. That was the thing that saved the whole evening for me. If it wasn't for that, that would have been a terrible. But it's also the fact that in our media all around us, also the fact that our pornography, the erotica we read, it's also when a friend asks, how big was that man's cock? Really? Ha. Huh. But it all stems from the idea that the size of the penis, is tied together with sexual desirability, pleasure, masculinity, and sexual power. If you may notice, jock straps, tight pants, chaps all serve to accentuate and enunciate the crotch. Now, I can't even open my email without being reminded about how important and how manly it is to have a big cock. And there are plenty of methods for increasing the size, from pills, stretching, machines, special exercises, guelching, I think it was called, self-hypnosis of all things. I can because I believe I can. And pumping. Pumping's one that's fairly common. So it is something that is constantly in our faces, especially if you're a size queen. And it's talked about, we see it, we read it, and that is what makes size matter. There's no contesting that, really. But if you don't like my discussion of ideas, and maybe if you're more into watching the Discovery Channel, then I think I'm going to stand in profile for a little bit, bob up and down, and read this article. To evolutionary biologists, the male animals... This is really difficult to read, bobbing up and down. The male animal's genitalia works as a courtship device, as their distinctive shape, size, and filigree are designed to induce a female not only to mate with him, but to use his sperm instead of his rival's. He can somehow encourage contractions or other movements of his partner's reproductive tract. There's a good chance that his sperm are going to be moved along towards their target before any others. Now, the negative team are full of shit.
Again with the scat references, what's going on?
Again with the scat references. They are going to lie to you. They are going to say, oh, it's a subjective thing. It counts from person to person. But one thing that I've encountered is that even though you're going to have a lot of people which say size doesn't matter, for every one person that really means it, you've got three other people that say that, but they also add on that little tagline, size doesn't matter, I'm not a size queen, but I can be impressed. That's what makes all the difference. Also, they will tell you that size and quality are not the same thing. I beg to differ, and I think that all people that are into fisting will beg to differ. Now, I've got a little thing back here.
Oh, there, there!
What do we name this little monster before the show?
Ribena,
because it's a big 13-inch dildo that wobbles around everywhere. I think that this is proof that something that...
They're so nonplussed.
Something...
Hey, you call that a dildo? This is my dildo.
That something that is big can also be quite pleasurable. I'm just going to reassert one last time that size does matter. Size does matter. Am I getting the point across? It worked for Justin J. Bear.
Thank you to Jack Ginger Ninja Chapman.
Very good.
Now, first speaker for the negative team is this person that will tell you that size doesn't matter, although he can definitely beat me in an arm wrestle. Mr. Rhino Ryan.
Thank you, and thank you, Jack, for that 6 minutes of life we'll never get back. Okay. We all agree size does matter, in a way. It's relative, okay? If you're really thirsty, you get a large drink. If you're really hungry, you eat a big meal. If you have a small penis, you get an iPhone. Not that it matters, because size does not matter. I once heard an evil rumour that small people are evil, and I think that's just ridiculous. I mean, seriously, there are evil people. I mean, Hitler, he was 5'7". Napoleon, he was 5'2". Daryl Summers is 5'6". But, I mean, there are tall people as well that are just as evil. Ivan the Terrible was nearly 7 foot tall. The Zodiac Killer was 6 foot. And George Pell is taller than me. And in a world where everything is getting smaller, technology is getting tinier, cars are more compact, and people are getting annoyed by large things, like soccer mums in their large four-wheel drives that could comfortably house the next series of Big Brother. Or tall people in front of you at the movies. P.S. I can't help being tall, so fuck off. Or other big things that annoy us, like Sydney. Well, I'm here to tell you that small things are just as annoying. Like those little prickles nestled comfortably in the grass waiting for you to stand on them in your big feet. Or mosquitoes that keep buzzing in your ear when you're trying to sleep. Or Anthony Kalia. Now, Australia prides itself on having large things, just as Jack pointed out before, like, you know, the big banana, the big pineapple, the big merino. But, I mean, seriously, big things, are they really just as wonderful as normal-sized things? Let's look at the facts. Big Kev, for example. Now, he took over the cleaning industry with his loud, tacky shirts and his catchphrase, "I'm excited." Well, he went bankrupt and he died. Try using a goo remover to put your human's remains together. Also, what about Big Bird? He was one of the most lovable characters on Sesame Street. But seriously, Big Bird would scare the fuck out of kids. Imagine if you were walking down the street and you saw a 7 foot canary with a nose that looked like that would put Barbara Streisand to shame and a hairdo that would put, what's his fucking name? Guy Sebastian to shame. Any honest man would tell you that bigger is not always better. I mean, that's really the argument we're trying to make tonight. Bigger is not what it's always cracked up to be. I mean, have you ever tried squeezing something bigger into something smaller?
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe.
Often. Sorry, I just heard crickets in the background there.
I mean, it's painful. There is no room for movement. You can't bend over. And, well, you can, but you might tear something. Where the fuck am I? And, I mean, we've all had this issue. We've all got this issue about, you know, squeezing something bigger into something smaller. All of us here. I think you know what I'm talking about. Jeans. Seriously. And what about shoes? I mean, I used to have normal-sized feet. Now I go into a shopping centre and the people just pick on me. They're not shoes, they're kayaks. Do you wear socks or sleeping bags? And shopkeepers continue joking, saying, we don't have shoes for dining room tables. You might want to try the box instead. But what about man boobs? My shoulder blades used to be bigger than my pecs, okay? If I wore a midriff, you'd swear my head was on back to front. Yay, laughter!
Woo! Where are the pictures?
Go, move!
Resonance in the audience. Don't let it go to your head.
Well, now when I jog, you know, I need safety goggles to knock myself off, or otherwise I'll knock myself out. And I'll tell you something. You know, I used to have pecs. You know, I used to lie in bed, you know, stretching them out, trying to make them bigger, just like some of you do somewhere else, elsewhere. And what about computers? I mean, all computers are able to do is multiply by millions the amount of errors that we're doing and downsizing the people that needed to do them. So in conclusion, does size matter? No, it doesn't, okay? For if it did, J-Lo would be known for a huge ass, not her voice. Pamela Anderson would be known for her huge jugs and not her failed marriages. And John Holmes would be known for his huge cock and not his acting abilities.
Thank you, right on, Ryan! All right, we're going to have a a quick break. We'll be back in 10 minutes to do the first of the raffles, which will be the door prize for a six pack of beer. Thank you very much. We'll see you in 10 minutes. Welcome back to the Cubby House's debate, size does matter. Is it possible, Ryan, could you bring that tub up on your way through, please? And we'll give the raffle door prize of slab of beer, courtesy of the Laird Hotel. I'd also like to say thank you very much to the Laird for letting us host this wonderful event once again. And also to the Vic Bears and all of you for all your support.
The little bears.
Just to come and watch us make a fool of ourselves. We still throwing it. Oh, we got it. Excellence. Thank you very much, Lee. Okay, this is the raffle, which will be all the orange cards for a six pack of beer. The winner.
The winner is F36.
F36.
You're a very lucky man.
Pick up sticks.
Come up and grab your prize.
Where
please.
Are you? Come and let us see you. Did you win, dear? How can?
Wait, I need to check your ticket, man.
My friend, that's fabulous, darling heart. I'm definitely having a party around your place tonight. Get a slap.
Winner.
There you are. That is to be redeemed on exit.
Yay.
Put your hands together for Ooh, Jason.
That's mad. Woo.
And now, please be prepared for round two of the debate. Size does matter.
Size does matter. Round two. To me?
It is you, darling. Oh,
okay.
It is Kay Sarah. Please.
Yeah, thank you. It's so lovely. I feel quite privileged, actually. Hello, how are you? Lovely smiling faces out there. I feel quite privileged, actually, coming along here because normally I come along to spit and polish dressed like this. It's quite. I'm wearing the leather boots and everything. They let me through. Not really. That's a bad joke. Actually, I have to say that I used to be a beautiful blonde before I went along to the trough party. Did you laugh because you'd heard that before? You laughed. Anyway, it is great to be here. Are you all regulars or did you just come along for this event? Oh, come on, you guys. You're driving me wild. I'm coming down. It's the second time this year. It's quite exciting. Hello, how are you? Look at that table over there. Hello, what's your name, young man?
Phil.
Hello. Aren't you fabulous there? And did you come here with your husband or are you looking for somebody?
Neither.
Neither? You just came along because you wanted a bit of culture and you thought the debate is for me. He's quite sweet, aren't you? Where do you all live and everything?
Out in the west, east. Look, you've got a list. You've got a list, darling. I'm so pleased you're not letting the side down.
It's very important that the young of today understand the culture into which they come. Out west, like that's east. Oh, east, dear. Oh, okay. All right. And where? What street?
Oh God, I don't know.
50 homosexuals turning up on your doorstep. It'll be fun. Imagine that. You could have a Tupperware party. It'll be fun. Give him a... He's lovely, Phil. He's a little bit embarrassed and everything. Close your legs, dear. A girl should, lady should always keep her legs closed. Oh, I have to talk about this thing. All right. Oh, I bought my tape measure because I thought that would be handy as we're talking about size. Look, I have to say, I don't feel very comfortable talking about the rude things. However, I have actually had a bit of experience with large members in my time. As you do. It's a little bit like childbirth in a lot of ways, in that the first one, it's quite difficult. It's a lot of tearing, a little bit of blood. It's a bit nasty. They get to stitch you up. But after that, it's like you're, you know, popping out puppies left, right and centre. It gets easier as you go on. After that incredibly traumatic experience, I changed the words to what I consider an iconic song. I thought I would do that Arca Bloody Pala for you now. And if you don't like it, you can all just fuck off. No, you can't. I haven't actually sung this without a backing, so it'll be very interesting. I'll feel like Tracy Bloody Chapman or something. I don't know. First I was afraid, I was petrified, wondering if I could accommodate that massive size. Should I tell him from the start that I might be torn apart? I was surprised. It hit me right between the eyes. So come, let's talk before we play. I need to loosen up my thighs before we're rolling in the hay. This may not be much to you, but I'm more than just a shoe. The size is wrong. That foot is half a meter long. Stop the hype. I'm not your type. There ain't no little rubber thing that can fit that ding-a-ling. I don't mean to be a bore, but it's not what I bargained for. I'm on the brink. Perhaps I should consort a shrink. Oh, no, not I. I will survive. If I take another pill, will that loosen up my thighs? I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I'll survive. Hello, what's your name? I'm Kay Sarah. 0422973592. I will survive. It took all the strength I had just to stay on course. We were heading down the track, the cart before the horse. I turned and asked his name. He said, "I call me Wayne." I thought, oh, fuck. I'll have to do him in a truck. Oh, mercy me. Oh, my. This situation is hard yakka. I'll need stitches in my clacker and a dedicated surgeon to repair this broken virgin on the run. Perhaps I should become a nun. Perhaps I should become a nun. Oh, no, no, no. All together now, I will survive. If I take another pill that'll loosen up my thighs, I've got all my life to live. Oh, my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. I will survive. So see, if you are hesitant about engaging with a large member tonight, because looking around the room, and I'm usually a pretty good judge at the size of the member according to the size of the smile or the girth, and I can tell that actually this room is very well endowed. Give yourself a round of applause, because I can tell you've all got huge penises. Now, the fact that you hesitated while you did that really concerns me. But I want you to know that if you do meet a lovely young gentleman tonight who has a rather large member and you do end up feeling a little bit sore the next morning, the message that I have for you is that you will survive. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Miss Fabulous Kesara.
I thought that was very good.
Not to be outdone on the stage... is a man...
Hell no.
Well formed with this platform. It is Mr. Dean Arcuri. Please put your hands together.
All right. I take debating very seriously. Anyone who was here last time will know this. I know it's a comedy debate, but I get a little competitive. Arguing is my foreplay. So I do kind of tend to lose the comedy and get more serious. I even have cue cards. So let's get started. We're all gays, and let's face it, gays are obsessed with size. I must say, though, that was a beautiful song.
Yeah, thank
you. It was a lovely song. But, oh, hello.
It's a lovely song.
I was going to come up with a song, but really, none of the songs really helped our side, really. The only song I could really think of was Sir Mix-a-Lot. I like big butts and I cannot lie, you know that one. But I'm here to say Sir Mix-a-Lot was wrong. Size does not matter. We're all gay, and let's face it, we're obsessed with size. On the other side of the river, they're obsessed with the size of their muscles, the size of the rims of their cars, the size of their wallets, but that still doesn't make them tossers. Now, I know there have been a few gay beatings in Commercial Road, but the police are looking in the wrong direction. They're not looking at the straight people who are beating them up. See, the issue is their high voices and the fact that they straighten their hair. Hell, I would have beaten them myself. Over this side of the river, of course, you've got... Come on, it's true. Does it not shit anyone else? Over this side of the river, we've got the other two extremes. Down the Abbotsford Way, it's the size of a man's gut. But if you go up to Fitzroy, it's how high? The size of a boy's hair. And you're going from one extreme to the other, and no matter how hard I try, I still can't get a root. We've clearly been looking on the same Wikipedia page, because Australia is obsessed with size. We have landmarks with tons of size. There are only over 150 big things in Australia. I have some notes. New South Wales have the big avocado, big blue heeler, big chook, big mosquito, and the big poo. See, apparently, seriously, there is a paper mache big poo in Sydney. There was a community of Sydney that were protesting because one of the governments of Sydney would not reuse their water in an environmentally friendly way. And here I was thinking the poo was Sydney. Queensland has the most, of course. There's the big banana, big pineapple, big mandarin, big stubby, my personal favourite. South Australia has the big lobster, big rocking horse and the big ram. I got a bit disappointed when I did look up that picture on the internet. Tassie has the big penguin, the big coffee pot and the big slide rule. That's a bit ridiculous. WA has the big barometer, big camera and the big cow. And of course, in Victoria, in Laverton, we have the big abalone. In Glen Rowan, we have both the big cherry and the big Ned Kelly, because one wasn't enough. We have the big rolling pin in Wodonga and the big worm in Bass. And there is a big shoe on the way to Tookaroook, if anyone's gone to Sorrento. Just a big shoe there. And I don't know why we have them, quite frankly. When I have friends come from other countries, and what do they want to see? It's none of these big landmarks. No, they want to go to Phillip Island and see the little fairy penguins. Or the fairies on Commercial Road, quite frankly, one or the other. See, so size doesn't really make a difference. But this is a Bear and Cubs event, so how could I not talk about size in relation to your gut size? It's got to play a factor. Let's face it, a lot of you would love to be spooning with a big fat gut resting against your back. But there are some things you should be aware of. Obesity is on the rise in Australia. This can lead to heart disease and diabetes. Oh God, what the hell does this note mean? Ah, but just because he doesn't eat your ass with the same intensity that he eats that hamburger doesn't mean it can't all work out okay. Just because you've had a big gut, don't let the man just fall in love with your gut. Let him fall in love with you. You know, he might leave you after you've joined Weight Watchers and you've got a bit thinner. You know, and it's not because of your weight. It's because you don't have any personality. You know, your weights may come and go, but fat or thin, everyone deserves to be loved. Except redheads, I mean. Really. Come on, we all know it's true. Ranga says no, even strawberry blondes. Now, I also was doing a bit of Google searching. I go in all the directions. Science fiction. Who here likes science fiction? Woo! Star Wars? Okay, so, oh shit, seriously, is that 4 minutes already? Fuck, okay. Star Wars is the ultimate proof that size does not matter. The Rebel Alliance, big Death Star versus the Rebel Alliance. And what? The Rebel Alliance would have been fucked. But if it wasn't for some lucky shot by a queen that left everything he knew after some old dude flashed him his lightsaber, where would they be? Of course, it had nothing to do with that. It was the Force, and little Yoda was the biggest part of the Force. Little or small, it did not make a difference. I'm going to go very quick. Size doesn't matter in relation to chocolate. Big or small, it makes no difference. It really has no meaning with chocolate whether you say, if you love me, you'll swallow. Chocolate's satisfying even when it's gone soft. If you bite the nuts too hard, the chocolate won't mind. Now, of course, there's the obvious bit, dicks. Cocks, whether a bratwurst or a frankfurt, does not make a difference. We men love our cocks and we gay men love other people's. We love it. They're our best friends. We get mad at it. We listen to its opinion. We fondle it all the time. Everyone has a constant fear that theirs isn't big enough, but I want you to all take a sigh of relief because the average size of a cock is 5.5 inches. It's nice to know I'm above average. It's not the size of your cock that matters. It's what you do with it. Who made up this rule about it? I mean, let's face it. We've got shrink factor, foreskin issues. Let's face it. The next morning, you're not talking about whether it was big or not. It's whether it smelt or not. Cock cheese is very funky, fellas. You know, and it's not how much you stimulate with the cock. It's that you stimulate with the mind. Luckily, I'm short. Tall people have bigger cocks, apparently. But what are you going to do? It's how you use it that matters. I'm just skipping because we've had the bell. A bigger size cock can tear your ass. It's a choking hazard and can cut your wisdom teeth. You know, I've met bigger cocks having a drink at the bar than I've found being on my knees in a bloody whorehouse. It's the width that matters, not the length. Guys take pills, they pump their penis, they have surgery, and the size does not make a difference. I'm a slut, and big or small, I have not had a decent fuck in ages. So if anyone is interested, if they could show me a good time, I don't care about the size, just get it going. I think I've regrown my hymen. There are positions, but we don't have time to go on it. The best argument that I can have to make is me. I'm the best size that... Best argument that size does not matter. In my illustrious career, I've been told that I'm too short, that I'm too fat, and that my nose is too big. The current debate is that my hair is too big. But I don't give a fuck. You can't keep a good fag down. It's not what you have, it's where you put it. It's not the size that matters, it's the motion. It's not the meal, it's the beach. And the biggest thing I can say, the only thing I can agree with you where size does matter, is in relation to beer. Pots are like a shot to me. And Laird, I know you have the schooners, but bring back the pints. That's all that really matters. But size does not matter.
Thank you, D.R. Curie!
Oh, that, thank you, boys.
We'll be back after another quick break for round three and the raffle for the drink voucher for the Laird. Thank you very much, and stick around. Can everybody please take their seats, get their drinks, and get ready for round three of the debate, Size Does Matter. But first, we're going to be doing the raffle draw for the $25 gift voucher. Now, thanks also courtesy of the Laird Hotel. Why don't you pull it out, Ryan? What number are we going?
Oh, 69.
Oh, don't stop on my account.
It's a purple ticket. It is D38.
D38, purple. D for David, 38. We have a drink card.
So you get a lovely drink card. Which...
Where is Kay?
Kay?
How has Kay disappeared in the land?
Paging Miss Kay Sorrell to the stage. Miss Kay Sorrell to the stage, please.
Get your skinny ass on stage, bitch.
Now, I'd just like to do a quick
taking back to yours.
Thank you to the guys behind me here. And seeing as Kay Sorrell is going to have to nick off not too soon after this debate, we're going to do the presentations now. And this is for Jack Chapman.
Oh, participation. Woo!
Can we already Phil get Webster. The award for winning?
Kay Sorrell.
Oh, put it with the other one.
Rhino Ryan.
Thank you. Oh, that's great.
Dean Arcurie.
Going in the poll room.
And Mr. Russell Daly. Can you please put your hands together for letting these guys come up and entertain you for tonight?
To save time as well, you should just give us the winning prize now, quite frankly.
Let's hear it for the Photoshop queen.
Not a chance.
Here's to Photoshop.
Now, for round three, please make welcome to the stage the final speaker for the affirmative, Mr. Phil Webster.
Go, Phil, nothing there.
You can do it.
I'll mind the penis.
Mind the penis. Please mind the penis. Make way for the penis. Now, there's been a lot of talk tonight about growing, showing big things, but let's face it. Size matters.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Whether you're a grower or whether you're a shower, it doesn't matter so long as it's big. How many out there have you sort of taken a guy home, gotten a bit friendly, and then thought, ooh, maybe this won't work after all?
I know,
they're
always taxi
drivers. I told you it wasn't your fault.
It's always the way. But seriously, I mean, how many times have you sort of thought to yourself, that guy looks really cute. I wonder how big it is. Or, oh, he's not bad, but I bet you he's got a big dick. And what's the first thing you talk about after a great shag the night after? It's the size of the package.
Ask them to leave.
Ask them to leave? No. If it's that big, you keep them around for as long as possible because you never know when you're going to find another top that big. Let's face it, if you find one that big and he's a top, you're doing very well, thank you very much.
Here, here.
Where are they?
Woo! They're out there. They are.
We're right here, but size doesn't matter.
True. Now, let's face it, for time immemorial, size has mattered. It's been documented in every culture that ever has been that the size of your penis makes you important. If you're running around in a big car, you're compensating for something because you don't have what you want, what you need. But it's not what you've got, it's what you want. Whether you've got a little penis and are happy with that or not, or whether you've got a gigantic whopper and display it to the world, it's all about what you want. Now, it's all about aspirational penises. It's not about your actual physical penis. It's all about aspirational penises. As Kevin Rudd would say, it's all about aspirational penises.
Because size absolutely does not matter. That's why.
Now, meal size. Come on. Whether you want a snack or whether you want a large meal, you want the biggest fucking meal available. And then if you feel snacky, you just eat the fries. You just want it all. You want to you want the big burger. You want to max it out just to look at, to see how big it really can be. And let's face it, if you've been to America, you know what big is all about. And once you've gone black, you really never go back. Star Wars. I mean, come on. Who had a look at the Ewoks and went, oh, they're cute. And then had a look at the Death Star and thought, yeah, that's brilliant. I want one of those. How many people preferred a model of the Death Star than a model Ewok sitting on your desk?
We're at a Bear and Cubs night. How many people wanted Ewoks? Come on.
I want a Chewbacca.
Bear and Cubs night. Ewoks, Chewbacca
go. No. Look, if Richard Gere can, you know, deal, you know, if he had an Ewok rather than just a little rodent, he would be much happier. But if he had a gorilla at his disposal and one of those Ribenas to warm him up, he would be fabulous.
Talk about gorillas in the mist.
Absolutely. Chocolate. I mean, who can you... Who's kidding? I mean, size doesn't matter with chocolate. You go out and buy a small bar when you really want the huge bar. And who could stop it? Just one piece. You want the whole block. You want the family size block. And once you're done, you want another one. Chocolate's like that. And so are penises, let's face it. All this talk about big things. I mean, what's the deal? I mean, if you're in a tiny car, wouldn't you much prefer having a large car? If you're stuck in a small apartment, wouldn't you like to have a big, gigantic one to move around in? Size matters. And who cares if you're average size? It's all about aspirational penises and loving the gigantic penis when you find it. No matter what these people will try and tell you, size matters. Thank you very much.
Yay! Mr. Phil Webster!
Woo! Upsize!
Now let's see if the last speaker for the negative can not only upsize but upstage the affirmative. It is Mr. Russell Daly.
Woo! Woo! Does this work?
What was that?
iPhone. It's on airplane mode, so we won't have any disturbance. Don't worry. And did I hear earlier on that everybody who has no penis has an iPhone?
Has a small penis.
Size
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You've all got iPhones. Obviously, it doesn't matter. Now, there is a reason why calling somebody a size queen is a derogatory term. Because size really doesn't matter. Everybody says so all the time. People will say that, you know, when you go out, you want a penis, you want a big one. When you want a bear, you want a big gut. When you want a knight, you want a big one. When you talk about somebody who's a good person, they have a big heart. They're big in their spirit. Really, what are we talking about? What we're talking about is quality, not quantity here, people. What we're talking about is not the size of something. That's just a number. We're talking about a qualitative assessment, really, what we're doing. Size is irrelevant. If you take a lover home tonight, I'm sure you'll much appreciate him nuzzling the back of your neck, growling you out, as I heard earlier on, treating you like a man, treating you like somebody who's loved and somebody who's having a good time. Size, technique, performance, quality, that's what it's all about, people, isn't it?
I'll take the car.
Now, when we talk about big, we talk about bears. What do we talk about, really? What is a bear? Well, a bear, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is not just a big man. What is a bear? A bear is not just a hairy man. A bear is somebody who takes pride in his masculinity and is comfortable with himself. He's a down-to-earth man. Now, these, to me, ladies and gentlemen, are not measures of size.
Lady and gentleman.
There's at least one here. Yeah. They're not measures of size. They're measures of quality. Now, some people might say that size is important in the other way. They might say, well, it's important to be a small target. It's important to have a small waist. It's important to have a small phone. Well, really, these are just, again, measures of size. In the end, it's irrelevant. If you're a small target, you're just being a dull person. Really, what is important is quality. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a few years ago, I went off to this restaurant. Some of you might have been there before, out near the airport, near Tullamarine.
Have you got your notes on your iPhone? How can it? That's so camp. That's
has anybody been to Lazy Mo's, ladies
so
and gentlemen?
That's so camp.
Look at you. Hilarious.
Has anybody been to Lazy Mo's out near the airport? Well, look, really, ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to get there? You're going to get half a lettuce on a plate with a whole bucket of deep-fried chips. We saw some young ladies there who ordered a risotto, and literally somebody could have shat into a bucket and put it on the table. It was rubbish. It was a big size, but it was crap, quite literally. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want that when you want something good. You want something quality. You want something you remember the next day.
Big things can be good too.
Big things can be in a bucket.
Absolutely.
He wants a small portion of lasagna.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, today, for example, I had the misfortune to be at the Water Garden Shopping Centre, and in driving out there, we went past McMansion after McMansion. All of these houses were hideous, and the people inside them when they were in the shopping centre weren't much different. They were big, but there wasn't much quality involved. You might have a big house, you might have a small house. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. The size, it's irrelevant. It's the quality that's important. Yes. Now, it's gone sideways on me. Now,
don't you hate that?
What do they say? What do they say about size in the bedroom? Well, those of us who are experienced in dealing with big things in the bedroom, how do you resize how do you re-bore a whore?
Amel.
Well, as they say, you stick in a leg of ham and you pull out the bone. Now, you might have trimmed the size, but really, do you want to go there? Wouldn't you rather something that was decent, regardless of what size it was? Size is irrelevant. What is important is technique.
Yeah.
Now, as I said earlier on today, I had the misfortune to be out of Water Gardens. Before that, I had to go over the Westgate Bridge to get there. Now, as Mark, my partner, will tell you, I loathe that bridge. It's huge. Some might say it's impressive, even better than the Harbour Bridge in Sydney. I'm more worried about the quality of the thing. It's already fallen down once. I don't care how fucking big it is. As long as the bolts holding it together are of a decent quality, that's what's important to me. Now, really, at the end of the day, what is important is not size. I ask you, if Lady Gaga has a huge penis, if it's merely a micro penis, does the size matter? If she's got one, she's a hermaphrodite. And ladies and gentlemen, finally, we have one lady. Finally, at the end of the day, when you're sticking your dick through a hole in the wall and somebody's performing fantastic oral sex on it, do you really give a damn what size he is? Thank you.
Mr. Russell Daly!
For a damn good laugh, I'll tell you that.
If the best laugh of the evening.
Before we get to the rebuttals,
I'd just like to point out, if you'd like to listen to anything we've recorded tonight here on this debate, it will be at our website, www.thecubbyhouse.net.au. There will be business cards out in the foyer, and there is also some up here. If you'd like to come get one, please do. Now, the moment we've all been waiting for, the 1 minute per team to win your favour as to who wins. Does size matter? To start off, team captain Jack.
Go Jack!
Go Jack! Woo!
Knock him in. Do the Lady Gaga thing.
In a big way.
Come on.
Oh, Russell, that was touching. Reminiscent of Jerry Springer and his final thought. It really moved me. And without my sock ball chit shows, thank you. But I've said this before in my first speech, that something can be big and also be quite good. That the two things aren't necessarily all that different, and people can enjoy them both.
Yeah, and not sometimes, mutually exclusive. No.
If you've got a really good cake, I'd like to have the whole thing. And then eventually eat it. Thank you.
Woo, well put.
Woo! Thank you.
Concise, short, but good.
For the negative.
It's all right, Sarge.
Welcome back, Mr. Rhino Ryan.
Woo! Bring it home, Ryan.
I completely forgot to take notes during this entire debate. So this is just off the top of my head.
It's all right, you're pretty.
Flying blind. Woo! Anyone got ammo? I heard someone at the back. It's all good. To all the people here tonight, yes, okay, I said size is relative, it's wonderful, woohoo, go these people for trying to point out that bigger is better or whatever. But I implore you, small penis people, and let's face it, there's a lot of them here tonight, that okay. Size doesn't matter, it's all good, you're still going to get fucked either way, or you're still going to be a top either way, it doesn't matter, if you're hungry, you eat big. It's all good. Vote for us, because we're the shit.
Yay!
Yeah! Woo! Ryan, for the negative! Now, before we decide who wins, can we also mention, this is actually our first birthday today. We launched our podcast 1 year from today.
Yay!
So please stick around for some cake and some hefty celebrations
cake
in tune.
And cake. Cake.
We have cake.
We have cake.
Happy birthday.
Cake,
happy birthday.
No, everyone.
Too good.
I'm too pissed. I can't remember the word. How does it go again?
Happy Easter. Too good.
Please, put your hands and cheers together if you think the affirmative one.
Oh, fuck. Oh. We're fuck.
Woo!
Vote for the Ribena, people. Vote for the Ribena.
And for the negative.
Woo!
Congratulations, boys. No. You have won the debate. Size does matter.
You people.
No, it doesn't.
Does not matter.
Thank you very much. You've been a wonderful audience. Thank you again to the Laird Hotel for letting us host and give out some of the prizes.
Never mind. Next time.
Podcast is at cubbyhouse.net.au and to Vic Bears, and especially for Luke for doing the raffles. Matt for doing sound, Steve for doing camera, and Ben and Alf, am I right?
Alf just photographed.
Yes, for the photos. Check them out on the website as well as the podcast. Thank you very much.
Woo!
Next time, Ryan. Next time. Damn you, Captain Jack.
Cubby House was made in conjunction with Joy 94.9. For more podcasts, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.